I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chime, question for you this morning right off the bat on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 617-779-7937. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Will you be getting, I'm reading this verbatim, will you be getting Greg a Father's Day gift since he made you his daddy at the match this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. I'll say thanks. Accepting, just like Pedro said, call them daddy.
Accepting all gifts. But you shot that smooth 96 in Michigan.
That was at the Jones Masterpiece, correct? And then I shot a 90 at the Bear.
The 90 at the Bear.
Yeah, that was important. Yes.
Way to bounce back, big dog.
It must really suck that the worst outings you've ever had by a mile are in just in front of others.
It is what it is, Curtis.
We will talk Red Sox with you all morning long after a win last night, and we will talk Red Sox with Lou Merlone, who will join us on the show at 9 this morning. And we are about to get to our leads, or at least start to get to our leads. This is Ron from Dudley. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just some sad news about Tommy Tapps. He had passed away on a business trip in Poland a couple of days ago.
What? Our boy, oh Tommy God. Tapps? Tommy Tapps?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, he was only 42.
Damn.
What happened?
Not positive. They just know he was out to dinner and I guess he choked on something, and then went into a coma.
Oh my god, that was it.
Okay. Oh my god!
Yeah. Other than that, there's a lot of rumors going around what's happening, but I don't want to say anything else, because I don't really know. But yeah, it's pretty sad. His family's really kind of broken up.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Oh,
I'm
all
so
right.
Sorry.
Thoughts and prayers out to Tommy Tapps family. Wow.
In Poland, he said.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, very famous incident.
Yep.
When Courtney first began this program and was in Miami on some kind of a bachelorette party.
Yes.
And they were unfortunately excessively flirting with Tommy Tapps and his friends so as to get free drinks.
Yep.
If I remember correctly.
I will not speak bad about somebody who has passed.
Yes. So
I'm so sorry that that happened.
Yeah, that's very sad news.
Very sad.
Very, very sad news. It's like... Isn't it, like, wild in this job? Like, the listeners are your... They become your family.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who they are, and then if you hear something like that, it is kind of banana.
So young, too. That's really sad.
Yes. All right. Let's, Chime, if we could, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for... The Lead.
Great lead song this morning, Chime, Fleetwood Mac, and Don't Stop. And, by the way, one of the all-time great American bands.
They're so good, man.
Hit after hit after hit. And they were able to, they had all kinds of inter-band relationship issues, breakups, and they continued to play through it all, Wiggy.
Right. Isn't that the band with the two lead singer females?
Yes.
With the blonde hair, forget
that. Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And Christy McVie.
McVie.
Yeah. And can you name the guys, the dudes?
No.
Stevie Nicks.
You have a clue in the name of the band.
What is, it's Mac, right?
Or Fleetwood.
No. Fleetwood.
Darn.
Yeah, you have Mick Fleetwood.
That's what it is.
And, of course, who's the dude who, now you're making me old. Holiday Road, Lindsey Buckingham.
Lindsey, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Anyway, leads this morning.
I love when you stump yourself
in
trivia.
I have to close my eyes to think. It's a weird thing.
You have to go back. It's a long time. I get it. You can't really remember.
Do you know how many bands I have floating around in my head and every single member of the band? I mean, I'm a musicologist.
You introduced the question. You should probably have the answer ready.
Yeah. Never works with two lead singers. Always tough.
Well, yeah, it's not usually a format that works.
Yeah.
Because somebody always wants the number one billing.
Right. It's only be one front woman or front man.
Yeah. But I mean, I can't think of are there bands that have had two legit front men or front women that have been very successful. I mean, you have like the boy bands and stuff like that. They're
right, but even though that's not really like even with the boy, NSYNC was Justin Timberlake.
Right, it wasn't Joey Fatone.
Yeah,
right.
So it's like there's always that one band, and you know, like New Kids on the Block was really Joey McIntyre.
Yeah, but NSYNC, people were JC or Justin fans. So another front runner.
No,
sometimes.
I'm not saying they're not fans of them, but there's usually just one lead singer that the majority of people gravitate to.
I don't know. JC had some.
Who's JC?
He was one of the NSYNC
members. JC Chazay, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
But I bet he wasn't as coveted as Timberlake.
Yeah, I'm telling you that he was.
Maybe he was. Right. I don't know.
Well, it is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. And this morning's leads are presented by Subaru. Shyam, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So just a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, Ben Solak of ESPN put out a quote basically in an article that said that he said Patriots fans should be as inspired by Drake May as Commanders fans are about Jaden Daniels. Well, I got to give Solak credit. He's not backing down. He just released another article on ESPN answering questions for all of the sophomore quarterbacks in this year's upcoming NFL season. And this quote was the one that stood out to me. I am every bit as certain May has got it as I am that Daniels has got it, or that Stroud had it as a rookie and still does. Some guys immediately clear the requisite bar of poise, arm talent, football processing, and athletic ability. There's no doubt in my mind May is going to be a good starter in the league.
Okay.
So, you know, people can talk about the four interception day at minicamp or whatever it was a week or two ago, and people can talk about that. They think he still has a hitch or whatever that is. But there's other people out there than Fanboy Shyam who believe that Drake May is the real deal, is going to be good, and you should expect a step forward from Drake May.
Important word, expectations. So
correct.
You got to expect a lot out of him in his second season here.
Yeah.
And so, I mean.
Because he's either going to elevate those guys around him, the ones that we're still, like, the jury's still out on them.
You mean like Pop Douglas?
Pop Douglas, Javon Baker.
Kyle Williams.
Yeah, Polk. So he's either going to elevate those guys or it's going to, I still think he has a built-in excuse. Because he'll get the built-in excuse will always be like kind of what Mac got. He doesn't have any talent around him, right? And so he'll have that to fall back on. But we're going to know, can he elevate, make those other guys better? Or do you have to put talent around this guy for him to be good?
But he has to be better than he was last season. I think with Mac, he had that excuse, but he was so much worse in his second season than he was his first.
Yeah, but so, but think about the improvement at offensive coordinator alone.
Yeah.
Like that alone should make him better.
Right.
Yeah, huge.
Right. You would think that. And so if there are some issues with some regression or maybe the turnovers, then I think people are going to say, well, maybe it's he doesn't have the talent around him, or they're going to here's the offensive coordinator thing that's going to jump in. Josh McDaniels is a different offensive coordinator when the quarterback is not named Tom Brady. You know what I mean? So that might be a little bit kind of a built-in excuse, but.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
You're welcome, Greg.
Imagine if Pop Douglas were named Douglas Douglas.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want that.
What?
If I like
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I wouldn't want to have my first name and then my last name
Why?
Be the same.
Very easy to remember.
No, it is, but
I struggle remembering names.
What if Greg, instead of Julia, named his daughter Hillary, Hill Hill?
But that's
be
different,
Hill.
Though.
It's not really Hill Hill.
Yeah, that's
it
different.
It kind of is.
When it comes to the Anthony family, you have Anthony, Anthony, the father, Anthony, Anthony, the uncle.
Right.
Anthony, Anthony, who is Roman's brother, and probably countless Anthonys that are named Anthony.
How pissed are you if you're Mike?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Courtney. That popped into my head. Exactly.
Hillary.
Yeah.
All right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So I like seeing social media just because I like a front row seat at the demise of our society. But I like ratings talk. You know that.
Yeah.
I hate when people make points they know are not accurate as a means to get into some sort of a culture war. So games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals are brutal. The ratings are bad. Everybody knew this was going to happen when it was Oklahoma City and Indiana, no matter what Adam Silver said. Clay Travis owns OutKick as a conservative. He replaced Rush on the radio. And he tweeted this right after the ratings showed 8.7 million viewers for Game 2. NBA Finals viewership declined in Game 2. Other than COVID, there have never been fewer people watching NBA Finals since Bird and Magic. Meanwhile, men's and women's NCAA tourney is hitting records. NBA brand is woke S. So the NBA playoffs were up higher than the NFL playoffs were up. The NFL playoffs actually as a whole went down 3% year to year. The NBA playoffs were up 5% before the finals. So did people love the woke NBA and then just choose to hate it? The NBA's product is just like baseball. It's regional. So if you're going to have a superstar like LeBron, who's known everywhere, then you'll have more eyeballs on it as opposed to a guy like Halliburton or SGA, who's the MVP but doesn't have the resonation, doesn't resonate the way the other guys do. And it's not because of the NBA's political views that it's down. No. Because if that were the case, why was it up 5%? So people like this suck. Like, just they lie as a means to try and spread narratives that align with their political beliefs. But the NBA Finals viewership will be discussed. It has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with the markets of the teams in it.
And that's why I said it's all about star power, right?
You said it's all about drama, too.
Yeah, but that's part of it. You know what I mean? Like, the drama has to come with some star power, right? And that's the thing. Like, Tyrese Halliburton, the Indiana Pacers, good basketball team. Nobody's knocking that. But I think when you look at SGA versus Tyrese Halliburton, SGA versus Jalen Brunson, a little bit more interesting there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that's the way that people look at the NBA.
Also, do they take into account, Curtis, when it comes to ratings? the different ways that people consume content now.
Yes.
Even if it's on social media. So if somebody is waking up and they didn't give 3 hours to the game three of the finals, but they're still consuming the content on NBA social media, do they get credit for that?
Yes, they do.
They do? Okay.
Yeah, because it behooves the NBA in all leagues to get as many clicks. And so NBA PR tweeted this at 10:40 yesterday. The NBA Finals have generated more than 1 billion views and counting across social media, a record through two games.
Hmm.
So they monitor all this, but you know they do also add in now out of home viewing.
Okay.
So they are doing a pretty good job of getting where the eyeballs are.
Okay. Couple leads under our belt. A lead from Courtney coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.